KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some volleyball action over the weekend, Tri-Center hosting a tournament on Saturday. It was Red Oak defeating Stanton, AHSTW, and Red Oak also downing Tri-Center in action yesterday. Red Oak beat Westwood as well. Tri-Center also winning four matches. They beat Stanton, AHSTW, Lawton Bronson, and Westwood. Also yesterday, or on Saturday, it was Lawton Bronson going 4-1 in that tourney. Stanton 2-3, Westwood went 1-4, AHSTW 0-5 in their matches in that tourney on Saturday. At the Thomas Jefferson tournament, they played through pool play on Saturday in the white pool. Shenandoah won both of their matches. Missouri Valley also a winner in the orange pool. St. Albert won both of their matches with Thomas Jefferson picking up a win. In the black pool, it was Abraham Lincoln winning two of their matches. Siouxland Christian also picking up a victory. They repooled for the finals, and in the championships, it was St. Albert beating both Shenandoah and Abraham Lincoln to capture first place. Abraham Lincoln beat Shenandoah to capture second place. Third place went to Shenandoah in that meet. Also in the silver pool, Missouri Valley won the silver pool with Siouxland Christian placing second and Thomas Jefferson third. In the bronze pool, it was Exira EHK beating both Heartland Christian and Denison to capture first place in the bronze pool. Denison captured second place, downing Heartland Christian 2-1. Also in the Cardinal Volleyball Invitational at Newton on the weekend, in pool play, Harlan was 2-1, beating both Carlisle and Ottumwa, losing to Pella. Semifinals saw Newton defeat Harlan 2-1. Harlan captured third place with a 2-game sweep over Boone in Saturday volleyball play. The United States certainly didn't look like a team that hadn't won the Ryder Cup in 8 years. The cup now belongs to the Americans, following a strong showing in singles play, leading to a 17-11 victory over Europe. Patrick Reed got the ball rolling with a one-up win over Rory McIlroy in the first match of the day. The cup-clinching point came from captain's pick Ryan Moore, who wasn't on the team a week ago. Other U.S. winners on Sunday were Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Brooks Koepka, and Zach Johnson. The best match of the day finished in a tie. Phil Mickelson had 10 birdies, and Sergio Garcia had 9 as they played to a draw and halved their match. That action taking place up at Hazeltine National, up at Chaska, Minnesota, there in the Twin Cities, as the United States captures the Ryder Cup. In Major League Baseball, a win on the final day of the regular season, not enough for the St. Louis Cardinals as they missed the playoffs for the first time since 2010. Matt Carpenter homered and Randall Grichuk keyed a 6-run seventh inning with a 2-run double, and that led the Cardinals over the Pittsburgh Pirates 10-4 on Sunday. But the Cardinals were eliminated while they were still on the field when San Francisco beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-1 and earned the second National League wild card. St. Louis outfielder Matt Holliday was brought into the game momentarily to play left field in the ninth inning. He was given a standing ovation and then taken out before the first pitch. The Cardinals announced Friday that they plan to decline his 2017 option, allowing him to become a free agent. Elsewhere in National League action, Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 5-2. The Mets had already captured the first wild card, and they will host the Giants in the wild card game on Wednesday in the National League. San Francisco beat the L.A. Dodgers, as we mentioned, 7-1. The winner of that wild card game will go on to play the Chicago Cubs, who were 7-4 winners against Cincinnati. On Sunday, the Cubs finished with a record of 103-58. They are the top-seeded team in the National League, and they'll have home field through the National League playoffs. Washington also is the National League East champ, and they will host the L.A. Dodgers in the National League Division Series, which will get underway this weekend. Washington beat Miami 10-7 yesterday. Also, Arizona down San Diego 3-2. Milwaukee beat Colorado by a final of 6-4. That game in 10 innings. In the American League, Francisco Lindor got the go-ahead sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. Josh Tomlin dazzled in his final tune-up for the postseason, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 on Sunday. Tomlin dueled with Ian Kennedy into the eighth before the new AL Central champs pulled ahead. Santana drew a walk off of Kennedy to start the inning. Jason Kipnis followed with a double, and Lindor hit a fly ball deep enough to right field to grab the lead. Tomlin got the first batter in the eighth inning before Andrew Miller came on to finish it up, and Cody Allen then handled the ninth to earn his 32nd save and give the Indians a nice boost heading into the playoffs. Their division series against Boston will begin Thursday, though the location was still to be decided. Now, also in baseball action yesterday, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 5-2. The LA Angels down Houston 8-1. Tampa Bay beat Texas in 10 innings 6-4. It was Toronto over Boston 2-1. Oakland beat Seattle 3-2. Minnesota down the Chicago White Sox 6-3. One interleague game saw Atlanta beat Detroit 1-0. As far as the American League playoffs go, Boston ends up earning the American League East title, and they will play on the road at Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. Baltimore and Toronto will battle. They pick up the two wild card spots in the AL. They'll battle on Tuesday, with the winner advancing to play Texas in the AL Division Series coming up later this weekend. Also in baseball news, the Red Sox will retire David Ortiz, number 34, next year after the slugger ends his 21-year career. The ball club announced honored Ortiz during a pregame ceremony at Fenway Park by draping a Dominican flag over the green monster and bringing out his father to stand next to him in the middle of the diamond. Ortiz broke into tears when he mentioned his late mother before gathering himself together to thank his teammates and members of the organization, all the way to clubhouse attendant Pookie Jackson. He also thanked the fans, dropping to one knee and tipping his cap to the crowd, along with the media. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina was in attendance as well. Well, for the final time, over 67 years, Vin Scully has signed off from a Dodgers game and heads into retirement. After pinch hitter Rob Segedin flied out to left field to end a 7-1 loss to the Giants in San Francisco, Scully spotted the umpires bidding him farewell from the field. The famed 88-year-old broadcaster closed his broadcast by telling viewers, "I have said enough for a lifetime, and for the last time, I wish you a very pleasant good afternoon." After a recorded highlight video of Scully's career, he closed again, reciting a familiar and favorite line among Dodgers fans, saying, "This is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be." Scully began doing Dodgers games in 1950 when he joined Red Barber and Connie Desmond in the Brooklyn radio and television booth. NFL action yesterday saw Ben Roethlisberger throwing five touchdown passes for the fifth time in his career, and the Pittsburgh Steelers throttled the Kansas City Chiefs 43-14, a game heard here on KJAN last night. A week after suffering the franchise's worst loss in 27 years, the Steelers responded by overwhelming the erratic Chiefs. Alex Smith went 30 of 50 for 287 yards and two inconsequential fourth quarter touchdowns after things were well out of hand. Spencer Ware ran for 82 yards but also fumbled in the first quarter that kickstarted Pittsburgh's record-setting run. The Chiefs allowed four sacks to a team that came in with an NFL worst one on the season and could do little right. Kansas City running back Jamaal Charles ran one time for 6 yards in his first game since tearing the ACL in his right knee last October. It was perhaps the lone bright spot in a loss that played in stark contrast to a romp over the New York Jets last week, in which the Chiefs forced 8 turnovers. Pittsburgh's 43 points were the most allowed by Kansas City in a regular season game since Andy Reid took over in 2013. Elsewhere around the league yesterday, Jacksonville beat Indianapolis 30-27. Buffalo shut down New England 16-0. Atlanta over Carolina 48-33. Oakland beat Baltimore 28-27. Chicago over Detroit 17-14. Washington beat Cleveland 31-20. Seattle over the New York Jets 27-17. Houston beat Tennessee 27-20. Denver downing Tampa Bay 27-7. Dallas beat San Francisco 24-17. New Orleans over San Diego 35-34. And Los Angeles beat Arizona 17-13. Alabama and Ohio State remain 1-2 in this week's Associated Press College football poll. The Crimson Tide picked up 53 first-place votes, while the Buckeyes grabbed 6. Clemson moves up 2 spots to number 3 following a dramatic victory against Louisville, which slipped 4 spots to number 7. Michigan remains number 4, and number 5 Washington moved up 5 spots with a dominant victory against Stanford. 10 ranked teams lost this week, the most in a regular season since the 11 ranked teams were defeated on October 4th of 2014. The ACC and the SEC lead the poll. Each league has 6 teams in the top 25. Former Iowa State running back Troy Davis was arrested on suspicion of public intoxication roughly 14 hours after being honored at the Cyclones game against Baylor on Saturday. Iowa State University police say Davis refused to take a sobriety test when officers contacted him around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. Davis will be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame later this year. Davis was being held Sunday in the Story County Jail in lieu of $300 bond. Online court records don't list an attorney who could comment on Davis's behalf. Davis is scheduled to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame later this year. He was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy in 1996. And in racing news, Martin Truex Jr. dominated at Dover International Speedway for his second victory in the first three chase races. Three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart finished 13th and was knocked out of contention in the first elimination race of the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. The field was sliced from 16 drivers down to 12. Austin Dillon finished 8th and moved from outside the chase to a transfer spot and in a place in the next round. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin, Carl Edwards, and Kurt Busch joined Truex and Dillon in the next round that opens at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.